Books on Tape presents Light of the Moon by Luann Rice, read by Cassandra Campbell. Prologue. She ran out the kitchen door into the darkness and fog, hearing her own footsteps pounding in her ears. She slipped, caught herself, kept running. Her shoulder seared. She could still feel her mother's strong hand shoving her away, shoving her down. She tugged at the barn door. It was so heavy, and the handle was too high. When she got it open, she smelled the horses and heard them rustling in their stalls. They sensed disaster. They knew her mother was leaving, knew she had to try to stop her. Her heart was racing. She'd heard the voices whispering. They woke her up, and she'd thought it was a dream. But then she'd looked out the window and seen the bags, known in the pit of her stomach that something bad was happening. She was down the stairs in seconds and flew to her mother in the doorway, grabbing her hand. But he was waiting in the yard, his big, ugly face and bristly mustache, telling her mother to hurry, they had to go. And her mother had locked furious eyes with her, as if she was angry her child loved her so much, as if she felt rage because her daughter didn't want her to go. And she pushed her away, sent her stumbling back into the wall. Sari had cried out for her father, but there was no time. Her mother was running across the yard, climbing into the car. Sari had flown outside, known she had to catch up, realizing Mystère was the only way. The big white horse tossed her head. No time for a saddle or bridle, just a scramble up the rough boards, a jump onto her back. Small hands tangled in the mane.